Architects Winning Genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good morning, everyone, from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. It is Championship Saturday 2011 for the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. And once again, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation, the only radio station in Nebraska, bringing you all six championship games. And we're glad to be along with you here today on ESPN. The order today starts us off with D2, then C2 and A. The evening session is D1, B, and C1. And we are looking forward to a great, great day of basketball here on ESPN Radio. And our state tournament coverage is brought to you by Seth Johnson, your Channel C dealer at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, as Why Not gets ready to take on Hay Springs. That's right, two teams that are not traditional powers getting ready to meet here in the girls' state championship in Class D2. Now, Why Not, making their fourth trip to state, was in the state finals last year and were the runners-up. For Hay Springs, this is their fourth trip to state. They were here last year, but this is their first ever trip to the state championship game. And we are looking forward to a great matchup tonight as Why Not takes on Hay Springs. Then in Class C2, it will be Crofton taking on Homer. And in Class A, the number one and two teams in the state and the only class, Bellevue East and Bellevue West. Class B also has one and two, Seward taking on Elkhorn here today in the state championship game. You're listening to the NewTek Seed pregame show. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Nate Krug back in Kearney, ready for today's basketball action as Why Not takes on Hay Springs. And we're glad you're along with us here on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, as we get ready for high school basketball action between Why Not and Hay Springs. We will take a timeout and be back with more on the starting lineups right after this.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today. Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Welcome back to the NewTek Seed pregame show here at the Devaney Center in Lincoln, where it's time for the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank. Go to 5pointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with 5 Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better. Hay Springs is the visiting team here today, and their starting lineup will look like this. Number 12 is a 5'6" senior guard, Breanne Cope. Number 14 is a 5'6" senior guard, Ashton Hughes, who averages 14 points a ball game. Number 20 is a 6-foot junior, that's Kelsey Kuderna. She averages 14.5 points and 7 rebounds a game. Number 30 is a 5'6" senior, Aria Hughes. She averages just over 13 points a ball game. And number 42 is a 5'6" freshman in Stephanie Telestis. The head coach at Hay Springs is Scott Kuhn, assisted by Jason Badgie, Stacy Kuhn, and Stephanie Kuhn. Hay Springs is 22-4 on the season. They are ranked sixth in the state of Nebraska. And to make it to the state tournament, they defeated Layton and Sioux County, then down Cody Kilgore in the district final. Here at the state tournament, Hay Springs defeated Elkhorn Valley, the defending D1 champion, 59-49, and then knocked off Brady in the semifinals yesterday, 45-40. They average 50 points on the offense, give up 39 on the defense out of the Panhandle Conference. This, as we said, is their fourth trip to state and first ever to the state finals. For Why Not, their starting lineup looks like this. Number five is a 5'5" junior, Haley Gowrie, averaging 4 points per ball game. Number 21 is a 6-foot freshman, Maggie Schulte. She averages 11 points and 7 rebounds per ball game. Number 24 is a 5'3" junior, Shelby Weisler, averaging just about 9 points a ball game. Number 30 is Katie Savoy, a 5'4" junior, 7.5 points a ball game. And number 32 is Bailey Kukta. She is a 5'8" junior, averaging about 9 points per ball game. The head coach of the Why Not Blue Devils is Steve Weisler, assisted by Mark Jackson. They are 24-2 on the season. They defeated Santee and Elkhorn Valley in the sub-districts, defeated O'Neill St. Mary's in the district final, then defeated Ansley in the opening round, 51-28, and Lindsay Holy Family in the semifinals yesterday, 53-44, a foul fest of a game. There were 56 fouls and 75 free throws attempted in that ball game. Why Not comes in as the number two team in the state. They were the state runner-up last year. They averaged 59 points on the offense and give up 34 on the defense. It's Why Not and Hay Springs, and those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. And we'll be back with the opening tip to start championship Saturday after this on ESPN Radio.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Best of luck in today's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. As we are ready for high school basketball here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Your officials are from Central Nebraska and the Hastings area in Todd Rosno, Brett Grable, and Randy Coyle as they get the championship game here today to start things off in Class D2. Why Not? Wearing the home white with the blue trim, the traveling green for Hay Springs and the white trim. Hay Springs in the northwestern panhandle of the state of Nebraska. And they are the farthest west team that has made the finals. And jumping center for Hay Springs will be Kudna, and she will win the opening tip against Why Not. And we are underway as Hay Springs will move from right to left, and Why Not will move from left to right. And Why Not, the Blue Devils, will come out in a man-to-man defense. For Hay Springs, the Hawks will get it down low, and the first shot of the game spins off the rim. No good by Hughes, and the rebound will be brought down by Maggie Schulte, the tall freshman, one of the leaders on this team offensively in points and in rebounds. Why Not will get the ball on the right elbow, kick it back out on the wing, faking the shot that time. It was going to be Savoy. Jumper is up, no good. Offensive rebound underneath is put back up and in by Bailey Kukta. And the first points of the ball game belong to Why Not, and they lead it 2-0. They're going to try and put on some pressure, and in the backcourt, we've got a foul. And let's see if this turns into another foul fest here today. As we said yesterday in the ball game, Why Not had a total of 56 fouls called in their game, them and Lindsay Holy Family. That's the first foul of this game, and it comes 45 seconds in, and Hay Springs will bring the ball up the floor and have it knocked away in the backcourt, grab it back, and across the timeline they'll come, lob it down low, short jumper no good by Kudra, picks it back out, put it up and in, and a foul to go along with it, and Hay Springs is on the board with Brianne Cope. She's got a chance to go to the line and complete the three-point play. So each team getting on the board early, that may help get rid of some of the jitters out there. And Cope now goes to the line to shoot the free throw. It is on the way, and it is in. The foul was called on Bailey Kukta. That is her first of the ball game. And up the floor, here comes Why Not. Top of the circle with it, swings over to the right side, into the hands of Gowrie. Gowrie bounce pass, right elbow, try to dump it down low. They do. The ball is knocked away, though. Hay Springs area. Hughes comes away with the steal. Try the baseball pass to the other end. It's deflected but picked up by the Hawks. Short jumper is going to rattle in for Kelsey Kudera. So Kudera makes it a 5-2 ball game. 6:30 to go here in the first quarter. Why not? Gets it into the paint. Takes it out on the right wing. Kick it out for a three-pointer. It's on the way. It's going to be no good by Wiesler. Offensive rebound. Fought for underneath. The ball knocked away. And coming out of there with it will be Hay Springs. Fast break the other way. The Hawks want to run. Hughes gets up the floor and a reach-in foul going to be called on Why Not. And the foul on Katie Savoy is her second. So Why Not appears to be one of those teams that will pressure you at all costs. And checking into the ball game will be Brittany Heine. Heine will come in, and with those two fouls, Savoy will check out. Heine, a 5'6 senior guard, averages a couple of points a ball game. Hay Springs again, lobs it down the low post to Kudera, and a double dribble is going to be called. It was a delayed call there by the official, but they do whistle the double dribble and the first turnover on Hay Springs. State High School Basketball Tournament here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 5-2 Hay Springs, 2 minutes into our D2 Girls State Championship. Don't forget, coming up, the Minden-Sandy Creek consolation game in C1. That will be on the Breeze, 94.5 FM at 10 o'clock. Right now, Why Not works the ball into the right-hand corner, and a quick three is on the way, and good. Why Not knocks down the three with Haley Gowrie, the first three-pointer of the ball game, and that'll tie the game at 5. Hawks push the ball up the floor with Hughes. Hughes will stop and find it back out to the trailer to Area Hughes. There's Ashton and Area Hughes here for Hay Springs. Up to the high post, they'll double-team Kudera. Kick it back to the left wing for a three-pointer. It's off the mark, no good by Ashton Hughes. And the rebound run down to the corner by Why Not. And Bailey Cookto will get the ball up the floor. They want to run. The Hawks get it down low, and the short jumper is going to be off the rim. No good. Another offensive rebound. Kick back out for the jump shot that's going to go for Shelby Wiesler. And Why Not will have the lead here by a score of 7-5 off back-to-back buckets. Hay Springs breaks the pressure. It's 2-on-2, taking it all the way to the rack, and then having her shot blocked is Hughes. Maggie Schulte blocks the shot. She'll grab the loose ball, and here comes Why Not. The Blue Devils will bring it into the front court, go down to the low post for the turnaround jumper by Bailey Cookta is up and in. And the Blue Hawks have put up 7 in a row to take a 5-9-5 lead here with 4:40 to go in the first quarter. Hay Springs to the high post, try to lob it down low. Why Not's deflected a few passes, but it's picked back up by Hay Springs, and Hughes will shoot the three. It's no good. And Cookta already with 5 rebounds now for the Blue Devils. And at the other end, Hay Springs can't handle the long pass. It's knocked away, and multiple substitutions now coming in for Why Not. They can play this pressure because it looks like Coach Wiesler will use 2, 3, 4, 5 kids off the bench all at once. This time, 4 fresh sets of legs come into the ball game, and Hay Springs will get the inbounds pass to Step Telustos. Telustos will get it into the front court here to Ashton Hughes. Back over to Telustos. Why Not playing that man-to-man defense? Hughes has it batted away momentarily, picked back up by Kudera. Kudera drives in, and we've got a travel call. She ran into a little bit of defensive pressure, got tied up, and ended up traveling with the basketball. So that'll be the third turnover for Hay Springs. Why Not with 1 so far here in the contest? And here come the Blue Devils. Pushing the ball up the floor is going to be Ashley Heine. Ashley and Brittany are both out there right now for the Blue Devils, sophomore and a senior. Kick it out on the left wing to Burbach. Erica gets it to the high post. Bounce pass on the right wing, Heine. Heine, couple of dribbles to the high post. Bounce pass through the lane. Gets it inside for a short jumper that's going to roll off the rim. No good. Ball is into the corner. Hughes trying to save it. And Ashton does save it. Off the Why Not miss. And Hay Springs will hustle it up to Area Hughes. She'll hand it off to Kudera. Kudera gives it back between the circles to Cope. Hay Springs will hold the ball and try and settle it down here, but instead it's knocked away, and we're going to get a foul called here. Why Not going for the steal, and the foul called on Sam Wiesler. That'll be her first and the 4th team foul called on Why Not. None so far on Hay Springs. And Why Not will sub back in Shelby Wiesler to the ball game. Hay Springs will take it out in the front court, and it's going to be tipped away by Wiesler, who just came in, and she's got an uncontested layup that's up and good. Shelby with her second bucket It's a 9-point run by Wynot, and they lead it 11-5 here in the first quarter on ESPN Radio. And Hay Springs travels again. They're waiting for the television timeout, and they're not going to get it. It's going to be a regular timeout called here by Hay Springs. You never know when those media timeouts are going to come, and one couldn't come soon enough for the Hawks with 3:15 to go in the first quarter of play. It's Wynot 11, Hay Springs 5, and we're back after this on ESPN Radio.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln. Doug Duda with you on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The D2 Girls State Championship game, as Wynot has the ball and an 11-5 lead over Hay Springs here in our first championship game. Wynot gets it into the right elbow. Driving in will be Cook, that kicks it out on the wing for a three-pointer that's going to come up well short. Ball deflected out of bounds, and it will belong to Hay Springs. Hay Springs 22-4. Wynot 24-2. Coming from opposite ends of the state. Wynot in the northeast. Hay Springs in the northwest panhandle. They break the press. Long pass down to Kuderna. Underneath has her shot blocked by the freshman. Maggie Schulte with her second block, and Wynot will come out of there with a basketball. Pushing it up the floor, Ashley Heine. Heine will stop it on the right wing and kick it back out to Wiesler. Shelby dribbling a little bit to the left side. Over on the wing, she'll give it to Schulte. Drop it down the low post. Ball drop, and double dribble will be called. Wynot thought the ball might have been knocked away, but that is not the call, and that'll be the third turnover here on the Blue Devils of Wynot. They put on that full court pressure. They've used 10 girls and another foul. Haley Gowry this time will be called for her first foul. That's 5 fouls here in the first quarter on Wynot. Hay Springs has yet to commit a foul, but it allows them to put on full court pressure yet again here. And inbounding the ball for Hay Springs is going to be Breanne Cope, and her pass is going to be out of bounds. So the Hawks with their fifth turnover, and the Wynot pressure is definitely giving Hay Springs some trouble here in the first quarter of play. So Wynot will throw it in the front court, leading it 11-5. They have scored the last 9 points of the ball game, and they're looking for more. Haley Gowry on the left wing tries the entry pass, and Hay Springs is going to be called for their first foul of the contest. So the Hawks reaching in, called for the foul. It's on Kelsey Kuderna. And Kuderna appears to be the player right now for Hay Springs that you really can't afford to lose. Averaging 14.5 points, 7 rebounds a ball game. And they can get the ball into her at almost any time. Right now, Wynot with the basketball and 2:10 to go in the first quarter. Waiting for everybody to get set up here in their half-court offense. To Haley Gowry on the left wing. Uses the dribble against the Hay Springs man-to-man defense. Both teams have been man-to-man here in the first quarter. Not that much zone have we seen here at State as Schulte drives, throws one up, and hits it. Maggie Schulte, not exactly what the coach would have drawn up, but it's good, and Hay Springs will hustle the ball up the floor. Kuderna is going to drive on the low block. Spin move, puts it up off the glass and draws the foul. It will not go. But Kelsey Kuderna will go to the line and shoot two and try and snap this 11-0 run by Wynot. The foul is going to be the sixth on Wynot. And it's going to go on Bailey Cookduff, her second. The free throw is up, and it is no good here by Kuderna. And checking back into the ball game, Heidi Klug. Kuderna, the 6-foot junior. There was some confusion here, I believe, on who the foul might have been called on. One free throw to go. And now that everything's settled, Kuderna puts the second free throw up, and it won't go either. And so the run is still on for Wynot, and Heidi Klug, who just checked in, will grab the rebound. Up the floor comes Wynot. dribbling to the left wing is Shelby Weisler. She has a couple of buckets here in the first quarter. Gives it off to Gowrie. To the high post they go to Kukta. And we got a travel call on the Blue Devils. That'll be their fourth of the ball game. A minute 32 to go here in the first quarter. And you know, it just occurred to me, we may not have media timeouts this year because channels 10 and 11 are not televising. It's on Nebraska Educational Television. And it doesn't matter how many breaks they get as the inbound pass is stolen away by Wynot. Turnover on Hayes Springs and given right back by Wynot as they couldn't handle it down on the baseline. Back into the ball game is Haley Gowrie. A minute 26 to go here in the first quarter. Don't forget, all the games are also available on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Championship Saturday here. Game one, first quarter. Hayes Springs with a basketball. Still in the backcourt. They better get it across the timeline, taking their time. And finally, jumping across is going to be Aria Hughes. She's immediately double-teamed. We get a jump ball, and the arrow will point to Wynot. Hayes Springs did not sense the urgency there that they needed to, and it cost them the possession. And Hayes Springs has been on 5 points since the 6:39 mark. They have not scored in 5.5 minutes here after taking a 5-2 lead. And the Blue Devils trying to extend it here with a minute to go. Lobbing it down low and way over the head of Sam Weisler. And we're starting to give the ball away every possession for both teams. Hayes Springs, 7 turnovers. Wynot with 6. Hayes Springs ball to inbound it. Against full court pressure, they'll lob it into the big gal in Kuderna. She'll quickly get rid of it, and Hughes will bring it into the front court area. Double team. Trying to clear some room. The ball batted away. Hayes Springs picks it back up with Ashton Hughes. And we've got another whistle and a foul on Wynot. And this is their 7th of the quarter. This was the problem yesterday. No discipline defensively. A ton of fouls. And that will put Hayes Springs at the line to shoot the 1-1. The foul is going to be called on Weisler, Shelby's first. And the 1-1 missed. Put back up, though, on the offensive rebound and in. And another foul to go along with it. Why not? And back to the line will be Mariah Hughes. And she breaks that scoreless drought here for Hayes Springs. They had went nearly 6 minutes without a bucket, but they're down only 6 and a chance for a 3-point play. The foul is on Shelby Weisler. 2 quick ones on her. So 3 players with 2 fouls in the first quarter. And the free throw by Hughes, no good. Boy, the rebound brought down by Kelsey Higgins. I think Wynot's played almost everybody they've suited up. 10, 11 kids into the front court with it. The Blue Devils leading at 13-7 with 35 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Up top, Hayes Springs will try and play a little defense. Liz Roberts is in there. It is Shelby Weisler at the top of the circle, dribbling to the right side of the key. Over on the left wing, get it to Erica Burbach. Try to lob it down low. Nice catch and score by Maggie Schulte. She was in traffic and found a way to score. 15-7, why not? 13 seconds to go in the quarter. Hayes Springs pushes the ball up on the right sideline. Hughes stops, has it knocked away from behind. Why not with the steal? 5 seconds to go. Driving left baseline, getting the runner-up at the horn, and nailing it will be Erica Burbach. And why not? Who already has a state runner-up trophy is thinking bigger this morning. Why not? 17. Hayes Springs, 7. You're listening to the girls' D2 state championship game on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We'll be right back.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody! Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs.
Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln. After one quarter of play, Wynot is shooting 57% from the field. Hay Springs, 33%. Wynot, 8 of 14. They're 1 of 3 from three-point land. They have 10 rebounds in the ball game. And after falling down 5-2, have outscored Hay Springs 15-2 here in this first quarter of play. So the final first quarter numbers show that Wynot leads at 17-7, and Hay Springs will get the ball to start the second quarter. Hughes is going to drive, force the jump on the left baseline. It is no good. Maggie Schulte with the rebound. Outlet pass to Haley Gowrie. Gowrie back to Schulte, the trailer. Stands with the ball above her head. Puts it on the dribble, right side of the key. Kicks it back out on the wing to Katie Savoy. Savoy back up top to Gowrie. And Gowrie's going to reset the offense here at midcourt. About the only thing Wynot has trouble with, fouls. Already 8 of them here in the ball game. Only one on Hay Springs, and Hay Springs knocks it away, and Hughes will come away with the steal. 7th turnover for the Blue Devils, who are led in scoring by 3 different players with 4 points. Ball belongs to the Hawks of Hay Springs. Right in front of us on the left wing, try to lob it into the big gal. It's knocked away out of bounds. Kudrna could not handle it. Hay Springs was 1 of 5 at the free throw line in the first quarter. That could have helped them out, obviously. Wynot did not attempt the free throw in the first quarter of play. Didn't need to. They lead it by 10. Substitution, and now Wynot is ready to go. Coming out of the ball game, Maggie Schulte. Looks like they're looking at her hand or her finger over there, maybe taping it up. Don't know if she got nicked, but they're taking a look at her left hand. Looks like she's not in any pain. They just got to maybe cover up some blood. Wynot with a basketball, and Haley Gowrie on the left wing. Kicks it up to Katie Savoy. Savoy, who had a couple of early fouls, didn't play a whole lot in the first quarter. Back over to Gowrie. And Hay Springs has changed the defense up a little bit with their zone. And driving in, Kelsey Higgins has her pocket picked, and back-to-back turnovers by Wynot. Let's see if Hay Springs can get something out of it. And Savoy runs over a screen, did not see Ashton Hughes. And Katie just picked up her 3rd personal foul with 6:41 to go in the first half. And at the line for Hay Springs is going to be Ashton Hughes to shoot the 1-1. Checking in for Wynot, Shelby Weisler. Checking out, Brittany Heine. 17-7 Wynot. And Hay Springs will try and cut into that lead here from the free throw line. Ashton Hughes free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Heidi Klug. Outlet pass goes to Shelby Weisler. Not a good combination if Wynot likes to foul and Hay Springs likes to miss free throws. That's not going to help the Hawks out very much to take advantage of all the fouls that Wynot has committed over the last couple of days. Up top with it is Shelby Weisler, dribbling between the circles. Hay Springs back to a man-to-man here. Swing it over on the left wing to Erica Burbach. Back up top, they'll go to Higgins. Higgins to the free throw line to Gowrie. Gowrie starts to drive, then stops. No change in the score in the first 2 minutes here of the second quarter. Wynot drops the ball again. People dive on the floor for it. We're going to have a jump. The arrow points the way of Wynot. So they'll maintain possession here. And checking into the ball game for the Blue Devils will be Maggie Schulte and Bailey Kukta. Try and help their offense out here by lobbing the ball inside. So Wynot will take it in on the right wing. They'll lob it in. A little fadeaway shot goes off the glass, up and in by Maggie Schulte. Schulte has hit a couple of tough jumpers so far in the basketball game, and it's 19-7. Wynot with the lead by 12 as Hay Springs runs the fast break, breaks the press. Kunina missed the shot, got her own rebound, and put it back up and in. Second bucket of the ball game for Kunina, and the lead back down to 10. 19-9, Wynot here leads it over Hay Springs. Wynot takes it out on the right wing. Erica Burbach. Burbach holds the ball. Lobs it down the low baseline. Knocked away by Kudrna. And another Wynot turnover. Blue Devils are having a little more trouble hanging on to the ball here early in the second quarter than they did in the first quarter. Up ahead to Hughes. To Kudrna. Spin move from about 8 feet away. The left-hand jumper no good. And I think they're going to call Hay Springs over the back here for just their second foul of the ball game. Breanne Cope. That'll be her first. And the ball comes back over to the Blue Devils. 5:18 to go here in the first half. Wynot 19, Hay Springs 9. It's the first of 6 championship games here on ESPN Radio. Walking the ball across the timeline is going to be the Blue Devils, and Shelby Weisler gives it over to Schulte in front of the Hay Springs bench, dumps it down to Kukta. Nobody guards her, so she drives in and then draws the foul. And Bailey will go to the line to shoot the first free throws of the game for the Blue Devils of Why Not. Ariah Hughes commits the foul, her first of the ball game. And at the line will be Bailey Kukta. And the first of two free throws by Kukta is on the way, and it is in and out, no good. So Why Not misses their first free throw. Hay Springs is one of six from the line, and Why Not leads at 19-9. Hay Springs had 5 points in the first 2 minutes of the game and only 4 points over the next nine. Second free throw now by Bailey Kukta, and the junior fires it up and in. So Kukta hits one of two. She's got 5 points, and it's 20-9 in favor of the Blue Devils. As Hay Springs breaks the press, 2-on-1, and then the ball is dropped and a foul charge called on Kelsey Kuderna. That's her second and the fourth team foul. Kuderna looked down to see what happened to the basketball that she dribbled off her knee and then ran right over the Blue Devil defender. And it comes back over to Why Not. 4:50 to go here in the first half, but it's 20-9. Why Not with the lead? Across the timeline they'll come. Shelby Weisler has it. You're listening to KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Baseline jumper by the Blue Devils is no good by Sam Weisler, and the rebound brought down by Cope. She has it taken away, driving in, and then a foul is called before this shot on Hay Springs. And a foul will go on Ariah Hughes, her second. So Hay Springs, who hadn't committed many fouls at all in the first 10 minutes of the game, now up to 5 fouls in the ball game, and two players now with two, Hughes and Kuderna, and Hay Springs not subbing nearly as much as Why Not, so Why Not definitely has the depth factor. It'll be Blue Devil basketball, lob it out top to Ashley Heine, over to her sister Brittany. Brittany Heine dribbles to the right wing, kicks it back out top. Quick ball movement, Schulte gets it down low, and Cope's going to block the shot attempt down low out of bounds. Breanne Cope with the first block shot of the ball game for the Hawks, and Why Not will do it again underneath their own hoop. Throwing it in will be Shelby Weisler. Looking, lobs it all the way to the high post. Ball fake, one dribble, nose shot by Sam Weisler, kicks it back out on the wing. Into the corner are the Hot Blue Devils. To the left side of the key, pull-up jumper from eight. No good by Schulte. Fight for the loose ball. Cope had it. Kuderna has it, throws it away, and the jumper by Maggie Schulte is up and in. So Schulte took advantage of the turnover for an easy 2 points, and it's 22-9. Why Not with their largest lead of the game at 13? And as the Hawks drive the right baseline, a foul going to be called, and Ashton Hughes is going to go to the line and shoot two because we're in the double bonus. Ashley Heine with her second personal foul of the basketball game. So you've got three players with two and one with three fouls, and we've got a timeout on the floor here by Hay Springs. It's a 30-second timeout with 3:54 to go in the first half of play in the D2 Girls State Championship game. Why Not 22 and Hay Springs 9.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's the first of six championship games today. And with 3:54 to go in the first half in D2, it is Why Not 22 and Hay Springs 9. And at the line to shoot two will be Ashton Hughes. And she makes her first free throw of the ball game. One of three now at the line for her first point. Second free throw now is up, and it rattles home as well, so Hughes able to hit them both. And it is 22-11. Why Not with the double up right now here in the first half? Don't forget at halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take a look at the first half stats of this ball game and preview what else is going on around the state tournament. Right now, why not? Works it around as Heine comes to the right wing, and we've got a foul away from the basketball here on Hayes Springs. It's going to be called on Brianne Cope, her second. So three players now for Hayes Springs with two, Cope, Kuderna, and Araya Hughes. But that's all the fouls, so we're not in the one-and-one yet with 16 fouls. Why not with a basketball? Looks inside, nothing there. Dumps it into the corner to Heine. And Ashley will kick it out to Brittany. Back on the wing for a three-pointer. Over everything that time for Shelby Weiser. But an offensive rebound for Brittany Heine. Why not one of four from the outside? Going to try an 18-footer this time. It's too strong, but a backside offensive rebound. Put back up and in. Absolutely nobody around Ashley Heine. And she'll put it up and in. 24-11. Why not's pressure is really getting to Hayes Springs. Araya Hughes, long pass down to Kuderna. Kuderna backs her way in, gets free and scores. Kelsey with her sixth point of the basketball game, so Hayes Springs matches the Why Not bucket with one of their own, and it's 24-13. Hawks lead it by 11. Blue Devils lead the Hawks by 11, and Why Not will work it to the right wing. Long three on the way. This time it is going to be short by Heine, and the rebound brought down by Kuderna. And Hayes Springs a chance to maybe get a little something going here if they can get the ball up the floor against this pressure, which they do. Hughes, Araya, looks for Ashton. She's covered. Up top to Kuderna. Swings it on the right wing. Looking at the shot is Telustos, but doesn't take it. Freshman has it knocked away. Runs it down. And Hayes Springs finally will get it to the midcourt line and reset. To Hughes in the left-hand corner, and she shuffled her feet and walked with the basketball. Turnover number 11 on Hayes Springs, and three subs coming in here for Why Not. Haley Gowrie's going to come in. Kelsey Higgins is going to come into the ball game. And it looked like Erica Burbach came into the contest. In for Hayes Springs is going to be Liz Roberts. 2:20 to go before halftime. Why Not 24 and Hayes Springs 13 here on ESPN Radio. Over on the left wing with it will be Burbach. Burbach holds the ball now that she's lost her dribble. Has her pass deflected and the steal is going to be made. Roberts picks up the loose ball and Hayes Springs will get it to Hughes. Ashton across the timeline, lobs it down again to Kuderna. Left-hand spin move, up and in. And a timeout going to be called here by Why Not. That's about all Hayes Springs has been able to do. And for head coach Steve Weisler, he wants to shut that down. It's a full-length timeout. 1:56 to go here in the first half of play. It is Why Not 24, Hayes Springs 15. We'll be right back.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Put your car or truck back to factory stacks. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Nate Krug here at the Devaney Center in Lincoln as Why Not using their first time out of the ball game. They're cooling down a little bit from the field after shooting 57% in the first quarter. Hayes Springs warming up a little bit. They're now shooting 40% in the ball game, but trail by nine. Why Not being patient on offense here with some foul trouble. Coach Weisler might want them to run a little clock here. They've got a nine-point lead. Get into the halftime locker room with that comfortable lead and have a little more time bought here for the kids that are in foul trouble. Hayes Springs content here to just kind of play a little matchup. Gowrie forces it inside. Ball deflected but picked up by Burbach. Burbach to the left wing. Three-point line. Loses her dribble. Cut off there. Needs some help. Fires it inside. The ball deflected away. Good defense that time by Hayes Springs. Up the floor they come. Hughes goes coast to coast. Runs over a player and makes the shot, but a charge. A charge called on Araya Hughes, and that is her third foul. And it wipes off the bucket that would have cut it to seven. Well, considering the distance that these teams had to travel to get here to the state tournament, and it's a 9 a.m. game, and it's in D2, there is a decent crowd continuing to filter in here. And, of course, cheering their teams on right now. with a minute to go in the first half of play. Ball belongs to Wynot after the charge. Up top with it is going to be Haley Gowrie. Gowrie swings into the right-hand corner to Heine. Heine's bounce pass is going to be kicked. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll run down the first half stats for you and preview the rest of the games today, championship and consolation. Don't forget the Minden Sandy Creek consolation game airs at the top of the hour on the Breeze 94.5 FM. 45 seconds to go in the half. A three-pointer from the right-hand corner is up and in by the Blue Devils, Erica Burbach. That's the second three of the ball game for Wynot, and the lead is back up to 12, 27 to 15. Ball got away, so they have to run it down, and that will allow Wynot to get their full-court pressure set up here as Ashton Hughes looks to throw it in. And she will get it to Kuderna. Kelsey dribbles a couple of times to help clear things out. Back to Hughes. Hughes now down, pushing it to the middle of the floor all the way to the other end. And as she takes it to the hoop, a reach-in foul. Most of the Wynot team tried to get in her way, and the foul called on Haley Gowrie. Her second, or first, excuse me. Okay, it's going to be her first foul of the game. And Ashton Hughes to shoot two free throws, and the first one is no good. She doesn't take very long up there. She's now 2 of 5 at the line with 30 seconds to go in the first half of our D2 state championship. Second free throw rolls around, and it will go. So 3 of 6 at the line for Hughes' 3 points. 27-16, why not? And they should be able to play for the last shot of the half here. And that's exactly what Ashley Heine decides to do, just standing at midcourt with the basketball. Clock ticks down to 15 seconds to go. Plays a little catch with Haley Gowrie. Swings it left side to Burbach. 10 seconds. Now they put the play in motion. Heine to the left wing. Back up top, Gowrie. Into the right-hand corner they go, Burbach. Burbach, 2 seconds, 1 second, and they're not going to get a shot away. There's a travel called as the horn sounds, and that brings us to halftime. Hay Springs played a little bit better in the second quarter, but they've got a double-digit deficit to overcome. At halftime of the D2 Girls State Championship game, your score is Wynot 27 and Hay Springs 16. We will be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, all the first half stats, and a lot more. Stay with us here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln, where it is halftime of the D2 Girls State Championship game. And this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. At the half, it is Wynot 27 and Hay Springs 16. Coming up, we'll take a look at the first half stats for you, and we'll also be previewing what else is going on here at the state tournament. But first, a reminder that coming up here in just a few minutes, 10 o'clock tip time, it is the C1 consolation game, the third place game, as the Minden Lady Whippets will take on Sandy Creek. And you'll be able to hear that game on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. 94.5, Mike Will will have the call for you as Minden takes on Sandy Creek. Of course, the C1 championship game is tonight at 8:30. And one of the big surprises from yesterday was the win by Hastings St. Cecilia, and the way they were able to do it by downing Sandy Creek 78-65. Shot lights out in that ball game yesterday and were up by as many as 24 in that contest. And then Sandy Creek made a run, made it interesting for a while, and able to cut that ball game down in the fourth quarter to where it looked like maybe a monumental comeback would be coming, but it did not happen. Hastings St. Cecilia continued to hit short jumpers down on the baseline, and the Blue Hawks trying to follow in the steps of the boys, who have won three straight state championships and will be back next week. They will take on number one Wahoo tonight. St. Cecilia had not won a state tournament game since 1982. Now they get back-to-back wins over Ashland, Greenwood, and Sandy Creek and will be playing for their first state championship. Remember, they won three in a row back in 77, 78, and 79. St. Cecilia was one of those programs that dominated volleyball and basketball in the very beginning when the NSAA started putting on state tournaments for girls' sports, and Hastings St. Cecilia was one of the juggernauts back at the inception of girls' sports, and now they are back on top of the mountain, and John Kyle trying to plant that flag up there, the championship flag, this evening in our final championship game. We'll come back and take a look at a few of the statistics right after this. It is 27-16. Why Not is leading Hayes Springs at the half.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on ESPN Radio. Let's look at the first half stats of our D2 championship game. First of all, for Hayes Springs, Kelsey Kudina leads the way with 8 points. She's got three rebounds. Araya Hughes has 2 points and a rebound. Breanne Cope, 3 points, two rebounds. Ashton Hughes has 3 points and a rebound. Stephanie Telestos has one rebound here in the basketball game. For Hayes Springs, I had them for 4 rebounds in the first quarter and 5 in the second quarter of play. So they have a total of 9 here in the first half. From the free throw line, they've struggled a little bit. 1 of 5 in the first quarter and 3 of 5 in the second quarter. From three-point land, 0 of 2 in the first. Hayes Springs did not attempt a three-pointer in the second quarter of play. Turnovers, 8 in the first quarter and 6 in the second. Foul situation for Hayes Springs. 3 on Araya Hughes, 2 on Kelsey Kudina and Breanne Cope. 7 points in the first quarter, 9 in the second, and at the half, 16 points, 9 rebounds, 4 out of 10 at the free throw line, 0 of 2 from three-point land, having for 1 block shot and 14 turnovers in the basketball game for 6th-ranked 22-4 Hayes Springs. Taking a look at those free throws, Ashton Hughes has been at the line most of the time. She has put up 6 of them and hit just 3 for her 3-point total here in the first half. For Why Not, let's take a look at their numbers. We have a lot more players into the ballgame. Let's just start off there. Hayes Springs has only played 7 players in this game, while Why Not coach Steve Weisler has put in 11 here in the first half of play. Maggie Schulte leads the way. She has 8 points and 3 rebounds. Haley Gowrie has 3 points. Shelby Weisler has 4 points and a rebound. Katie Savoy has 1 rebound. Bailey Kukta has 5 points and 4 rebounds. Ashley Heine has 2 points and 2 rebounds. Erica Burbach, 5 points and a rebound. Heidi Klug has 2 rebounds, and Kelsey Higgins has 1 rebound. Why Not had a total of 8 rebounds in the first quarter of play. In the second quarter, 8 more, so they have 16 here in the first half. No free throws attempted in the first quarter. They were 1 of 2 in the second quarter. 3-point shooting, 1 of 3 in each quarter, and turnovers, 4 Why Not, 6 in each quarter. Foul situation, 3 on Katie Savoy, 2 on Ashley Heine, Shelby Weisler, Bailey Kukta. So plenty of fouls to go around there for Why Not and the Blue Devils. Why Not had 17 points in the first quarter, 10 in the second quarter of play, and at the half, 27 points, 16 rebounds, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line, 2 of 6 from three-point land. They have 2 blocks, both by Maggie Schulte in the ball game, and 12 turnovers. At halftime in your D2 state championship game, it is Why Not 27 and Hay Springs 16. Couple of other notes to tell you about. The championship game that will follow here on ESPN Radio will be in Class C2, where 25-1 Crofton will take on 25-2 Homer. And that game is coming up next. Homer is one of the 2 losses for Why Not this year. Lost to them late in the season, 60-46. Their only other loss was to Crofton. So there you go. That's why Why Not is a extremely talented D2 team. You look at their 2 losses, they're to the 2 teams that are playing in our next game in the C2 final. Then we'll have the Class A final at 1 o'clock. Bellevue East will play Bellevue West. At 4:30, it's the D1 final between Howells and Pender. Pender upset West Point Central Catholic last night. At 6:30, it's the Class B final as Seward will take on Elkhorn. And finally, the Class C1 final tonight at approximately 8:30, Wahoo will take on Hastings St. Cecilia. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Consolation games getting underway. They're at 10, noon, and 2. The 10 o'clock game, Minden and Sandy Creek in C1, and in A, Millard West is playing Omaha Central. At 12 noon, it will be Chambers Wheeler Central taking on West Point CC in D1. And it will be Lindsay Holy Family and Brady in D2. And then the 2 o'clock consolation games today, it'll be Beatrice and Holdridge in B, Hardington Cedar Catholic and Aquinas will be playing in C2. We'll be back with second half action between Why Not and Hay Springs right after this timeout. You're listening to the Girls State Basketball Tournament on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the year as we are at halftime. Getting ready for the third quarter in the D2 Girls State Championship game. Why Not 27 and Hay Springs 16. Nate Krug, our producer-engineer, along with me, Doug Duda, here at the Devaney Center. As we are on Championship Saturday, the only radio station in the state bringing you all 6 championship games for both of the girls and boys state tournament here on this Saturday. We're glad you're along with us. And, of course, if you've got friends and family out there that also want to pick up the game but are not right here in the listening area, the website is ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Hay Springs will get the ball to start the third quarter and see if they can get that offense kick-started. And immediately a whistle and a travel. 6 seconds in, Hay Springs commits their 15th turnover of the ball game as Araya Hughes dribbled right to the top of the circle and the ball just kind of slipped out of her hand. And it comes back over to Why Not. Their biggest lead has been 13. It's 11 to start the second half. The state runner-up last year. Why Not looking to be the state champion here in 2011. What a ball club they have as they dump it into the right-hand corner, get it into the post, kick it back out top for a three-pointer. It's on the way and in by Katie Savoy. Savoy is going to be fired up to play here in the second half because she had all kinds of foul trouble in the first half. The ball is stolen away, shot up once, no good. Second time, no good. Falling on the floor. Did we get a timeout? Yeah, we did. By Wynot. Good, good hustle in there by Bailey Kukta to get that ball and get that timeout called. She fell to the floor and found a way to keep the dribble while she was on the floor so that Coach Wiesler could call the timeout. It's just a 30-second timeout. We're going to go ahead and keep it right here with Wynot leading it by a score of 30-16, their largest lead so far of the basketball game. And they're looking for more now after saving the possession. Hay Springs started well, but now struggling. And you have to wonder if this ball club has enough in them. This is an 8 o'clock tip time for these girls coming out of the Mountain Time Zone. That would be tough right there, you would think. But with the energy and a state championship, I can't imagine that that would bother them too much coming off their game yesterday where they had to play at 3:45. But it is tough. It's a bad, bad setup. The NSAA does so much good things. This is a bad setup in D2, and it's going to happen next week as well for the boys. Hay Springs played the 8:45 game on Thursday, so they're playing three games in basically less than the 72 hours when you've got teams playing at 9 in the morning on Thursday that don't play until tonight. So see if they maybe would wise up and change that, as inside the shot of Kukta is blocked by Kuderna. So you've got Kukta and Kuderna going at each other, and Hughes at the other end. Ashton throws it up over the defender's hand. It's off the glass, no good. Rebound brought down by Gowrie. Haley to the right elbow, gets it to the trailer. Short jumper is going to roll off the rim that time by Schulte, no good. Rebound by Ariah Hughes. An outlet pass, they get it into the front court to Kuderna. Kelsey will slow it down, hit the trailer, Hughes. Ashton to Ariah, good ball fake, has it opening, drives in, puts it up, no good. But a blocking foul will be called on Wynot. And two free throws coming up. Foul is on Shelby Wiesler. That is her third personal foul, first of the half, though. And again, remember, Wynot with a lot of fouls in the first half of play. Had a lot of fouls yesterday, and they went over Lindsay Holy Family. Ariah Hughes misses the free throw. We mentioned the first half. It's not going to matter how many fouls Wynot has if Hay Springs can't make free throws. They're 4 of 11. Second free throw. Good. So, Ariah Hughes gets her third point of the ball game. First point of the second half for Hay Springs. Wynot 30 and Hay Springs 17 here in the D2 championship game with 6:10 to go in the third quarter of play. Wiesler has it at the top of the key into the corner to Gowrie. Gowrie back out on the wing to Wiesler, trying to find inside some room for Maggie Schulte. Instead, they'll take the jumper from the right wing. It's no good. Offensive rebound put back up and in by Bailey Kukta. Kukta and Schulte inside are giving Hay Springs more than they can handle. Kuderna can't cover them both. Kuderna has it down the left-hand corner. Jumper by Metcalf. Michaela Metcalf, her first entry into the basketball game, and her first shot is good as Coach Kuhn is trying to get some fire going here for his Hay Springs ball club, maybe change it up a little bit. 30-19. Ball on the right wing. Kick it down into the corner to Wiesler. Wiesler back up top they go to Haley Gowrie. Gowrie kicks it over on the wing, jumps it down low, trying to get it to Schulte, and it's knocked away. Ariah Hughes comes out of there with the steal. First turnover of the half. She'll go all the way to the other end, put up the runner, and score. So 5 straight points now for Hay Springs, and that cuts the lead down to 11 at 32-21 as the Blue Devils bring it up. Wiesler kicks it over on the right wing to Gowrie. Haley back into the corner now, up top for the three-pointer. It's too strong by Sam Wiesler, and going for the rebound, we've got a foul. The 30s collide, Savoy and Hughes, and it looks like it's going to be on Green. Ariah has picked up her fourth personal foul with 4:52 to go in the third quarter of play. It will be Wynot ball underneath their own hoop, and mass substitutions again here by Wynot. Heine to throw it in. Into the right-hand corner to Kelsey Higgins. Heine to Heine. It's Brittany and Ashley. Brittany has it at the top. Over to Ashley on the right wing. A couple of dribbles against this matchup zone that Hay Springs is playing. Why not slowly moving the ball around? Savoy has it at the top of the circle. Swings it left side to Heine. It goes right through her hands and out of bounds. And why not? We'll turn it over for the 14th time of the ball game. Checking back into the ball game will be Liz Roberts for Hay Springs. And the Hawks got a little something going here. Let's see if they can continue it. Into Kuderna in the backcourt, facing the full court pressure. She has to put the ball on the floor, uses her dribble up, and gives it to Ashton Hughes, who comes across the timeline right side off a little bump. She'll fire it underneath and have the ball deflected out of bounds by Ashley Heine, and it'll be Hay Springs' ball underneath their own hoop. And right now, Kuderna has a little height advantage. Let's see if they just lob it into her. Nope, they'll go baseline, and shot of Cope is going to be blocked down there and taken away, and then a foul called. Or is it just out of bounds? Nope, down at the other end, they're going to say it's out of bounds. Good block shot in there that time by Wynot. I believe that was Weisler that got a hand on it. At the other end, the Blue Devils back on offense. Heine in the left-hand corner, ball fake, skip pass right side to Savoy. Roberts gets on her. Savoy wraps around into the baseline, try to get it to Higgins in the paint. On the floor, jump ball, arrow points the way of Wynot. So they'll maintain possession. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Erica Burbach comes into the ball game. Hay Springs will throw the ball in against full court pressure, and up the floor they'll come. They get it back to Ashton Hughes down the middle of the floor. To the right side of the key, still has the dribble. Now tries to find the big girl, Kuderna. It's knocked out of her hands, a little contact. Ball knocked away, and Hay Springs turns it over and takes it back. And underneath, Kuderna's still waiting, and she'll lay it up and in. Kelsey Kuderna now with double digits. She's got 10 of her team's 23 points, and the 14-point lead is down to 9, 32-23. Why not with the lead? Here in the D2 state championship game, Burbach left wing drives baseline. There's a collision and a foul going to be called on Hay Springs. Boy, Burbach didn't have any room, and they're going to call the foul on Brienne Cope. She's got 3, 2 on Kuderna, 4 on Uriah Hughes, and a timeout going to be called here on the floor by Hay Springs. So with 3:24 to go in the third quarter of play, why not 32, Hay Springs 23. We'll be right back.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 3:24 in the third quarter of our D2 Girls State Championship. It is Why Not 32 and Hay Springs 23. Minden and Sandy Creek just getting underway on the breeze, 94.5 FM in consolation action. Why Not off the inbound. Heine drives, deflected off of Ashley, out of bounds. It'll go to Hay Springs off the miss. So Hay Springs putting a few points in there. Why Not hasn't scored in about 2 minutes and 40 seconds. They've been sitting on 32 for a while. Long pass to try and break the press, and it's stolen away. It was underthrown, and Kelsey Higgins just waited for it to come down. 17th turnover for Hay Springs. On the right wing, three-pointer. Ashley Heine knocks it down. And why not get things going again? Back up by 12, 35-23. As Hughes pushes it up right wing. Ashton all the way to the hoop. She'll score. Ashton Hughes with her first bucket of the ball game to go along with 3 free throws. 35-25. Why not? With 2:50 to go, third quarter. And the Blue Devils have it on the right wing to Erica Burbach. Burbach, a couple of dribbles back out between the circles. Into the hands of Heine, who just made the three. Skip pass all the way to the left wing. Open three on the way for Brittany Heine. Hits the front of the rim, no good. Backside rebound is run down by Burbach. Second chance here for Why Not. Down to 2:30 to go in the first half. Third quarter. Heine with it. Brittany swings it over on the right side to Burbach. They're really trying to get it to Sam Weisler, who's battling in there with Kuderna. Gets it over to Ashley Heine. Back up top to Brittany. Into the paint. She'll dump it inside. And it's caught and shot and blocked out of bounds by Kuderna. Second block for Kelsey. And Why Not will throw it in. Good defense on this trip down the floor by the Hawks of Hay Springs. And Why Not will dump it in to the right-hand corner. working around the perimeter here. Heine on the top of the key, kicks it over to Burbach for three, and she'll nail it. Erica Burbach, three threes in the quarter now for Why Not. And the lead is back to 13. Hughes tries to go coast-to-coast again, dribbled it off her leg, out of bounds to Why Not. 19th turnover for Hay Springs. 16 in the ball game for Why Not. And Hay Springs, they've got some seniors on this team, but just three. But they're all starters in Cope and both the Hughes girls. You kind of look at where Why Not was last year, and back here is dominant, seeing if Hay Springs might be able to make it back if they're a year away. But that is not the case. A minute 40 to go in this third quarter of play. 38-25, Why Not looking for their first state championship since 2005 when they captured it in D2. They've been to state four times. They've been in the finals three times. So when they get to Lincoln, they do a lot of good things. They were the runner-up last year. Gowrie back in the ballgame, has it up top now to Shelby Wiesler. Killing some clock here with a minute 10 to go in the third quarter. Leaves it off there for Katie Savoy. Savoy to the high post, bounce pass on the wing. Nothing there for Gowrie. And back up top to Savoy. Dribble on the right side of the key. Back out top, they'll go to Gowrie. Swings it left side to Shelby Wiesler. Back between the circles to Gowrie. And Why Not now is pulling the ball out. So they are running a lot of clock here and are at a position now where they could milk it for the last shot. 40 seconds to go. And they've killed almost a minute on this possession. And now Coach Wiesler says, let's play for one shot. Up 13 in the state championship, and the ball is knocked away, and out of bounds it goes. Well, Why Not turns it over, but they did use a lot of clock there. And Hay Springs will get the ball back with a chance to pull a little bit closer, a bucket closer, going into the fourth quarter. 29 seconds, plenty of time to get the ball off the floor and get a good shot. Ball into Breanne Cope. Cope will be met there by Ashley Heine before she can get to the timeline. Lob it over the top of her to Kuderna. Over the left wing to Hughes. Ashton knocked away. Picked back up by her teammate. Puts the shot up on the baseline. No good. Metcalf. Rebound brought down by Sam Wiesler. 11 seconds to go. Outlet pass is stolen away by Hughes. She'll fire the three. It's no good. And another rebound for Gowrie. Time winding down. Can they get a shot away? Gowrie, a desperation three, is way off the mark. And that is the end of the third quarter of play in the D2 Girls State Championship game. It's Why Not 38 and Hay Springs 25. We'll be back with fourth quarter action after this on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln. As always, a big thank you for the many fine sponsors that are allowing us to bring you high school basketball. Why Not with 18 turnovers? Hay Springs has 19 of the ball game. The leading scorer for Hay Springs is Kelsey Kuderna with 10 points. Both of the Hughes girls have 5 for Why Not. Very balanced. They have 7 players that have scored. Maggie Schulte and Erica Burbach each have 8 points. Bailey Cookta has 7 in the ball game. Rebound so far, Why Not is dominating the glass 25-13. And for Hay Springs, they have shot 43% in the ball game, and so has Why Not. Hay Springs shooting better as the game's moved along. Why Not's missing a few, but they're also getting those offensive putbacks, and that's why they have maintained a double-digit lead most of the ball game. And here they steal it away and trying to get up the floor. They're going to call Steph Delotis with a double dribble. And that means each team picks up another turnover, apparently, and it'll go right back over to Wynot. So a chance there right off that opening whistle to make something really nice happen, but didn't happen. And Hay Springs gives it right back over to the Blue Devils, who are going to be content to maybe slow it down a little bit. And after a bushel basket full of fouls in the first half, not many here. Another three-pointer from the corner is up, no good. Off the miss of Shelby Weisler, the rebound is brought down by Araya Hughes. Hay Springs pushes the ball up the floor, over to Cope on the right side of the key. Gets it down into the corner to Ashton Hughes. Tries to lob it inside to Kuderna. Has to fight for it. Got it. Drives and a foul. And it appears the foul will be on Bailey Kukta. That will be her third. Third on Bailey. Just the second of the half on Wynot, who I believe had a total of 12, maybe 11 fouls in the first half. So two free throws coming up here, and the first one is good for Kelsey Kuderna. She's now 1 of 3 at the line, has 11 points, but Hay Springs was just 5 of 12 at the line coming into the fourth quarter. Second free throw is also good, so Kuderna focuses and hits them both, 38-27, why not? Hay Springs gets the first points of the fourth quarter of play as they try to get back in to this D2 state championship game. Haley Gowrie with it, as Hay Springs pushes the pressure out a little bit more on the guards outside. Looking inside for Schulte. She pops up to the high post, now up to the top of the circle. Why not? Plays catch on the right wing as Kukta trying to get open inside. She's open. They're just not lobbing it to her as Kuderna is playing on the backside of her, and they're not fronting her at all. And why not just really passing the ball around, being pretty content right here to eat some clock. Into the right-hand corner they go. That's Schulte. Schulte decides to drive, puts the runner up. It's well off the mark. Somehow got her own rebound. Put it up, no good. The ball is swatted out and picked up by Araya Hughes. And as she comes to the other end, it's going to be punched out from behind by Katie Savoy to save the layup attempt. Couple of timeouts left for Hay Springs. Why not has three remaining in the game if we get to a point here at the end where they're going to need them. And it'll be Hay Springs ball underneath their own hoop. Kick the ball out on the left side of the key. Back up top they'll go. Bounce pass down low. And as they fight for position, we're going to get a hand check foul called on the Blue Devils of Why Not. It's going to go on Bailey Kukta, her fourth. So she has four. Savoy and Shelby Weisler each have three. And Kukta's going to check out. And Higgins is going to check into the ball game. It'll be Hay Springs ball underneath their own hoop. Lob it in. And we have got a foul before the shot. So why not getting beat on the inbounds play? And Haley Gowrie, her second foul. And it will be Hay Springs to try it again. Step to Lustos to throw it in underneath her hoop. Kicks it into the right-hand corner to Ashton Hughes. Back down low, tried to get it inside there, and it's knocked away. We've got folks on the floor, and finally a reach-in foul going to be called. 21st turnover on Hay Springs. And it's on Kelsey Kuderna, her third. And the third team foul. So we have slowed down offensively here in the second half. And over the last 3 minutes, it's Why Not 38 and Hay Springs 27. Why Not's biggest lead of the game has been 14 points. And they've kept it between 10 and 13 most of the game since the end of the first quarter when they were up 17-7. Why Not just holding the ball. Up top with it, one dribble, Shelby Weisler. Right side, all they're doing is looking inside. Guards finally drive. Weisler puts it up. No good. Ball tipped away. Ends up in the hands of Schulte. Schulte fighting for it. Pick back up Gowrie. She'll run up the 8-footer. No good. And the green jerseys will get it this time. Araya Hughes with her fifth rebound. Waits for some help from Ashton. Back to Araya. And across the timeline she comes with a crossover dribble. Picks it up. Tries to get it to Ashton. Savoy's there. Savoy steals. Savoy layup. And it is good. And why not? Is up by 13. 5 points for Katie Savoy. First bucket of the fourth quarter for the Why Not Blue Devils. Hay Springs had a chance to cut into that lead, couldn't do it. Here's a three-pointer by Hughes. Ashton off the mark, no good. Ball is deflected into the front court to Shelby Weisler. Outlet to Savoy. Savoy right underneath the hoop, in fact, too far. Her shot will not go. We've got a jump ball underneath between Tomustos and Higgins, and the arrow will point the way of Hay Springs. 5:05 to go. Why not 40? Hay Springs 27. Crofton will take on Homer in our next championship game in C2, scheduled to go at 11 a.m. Checking in for Hay Springs, Carissa Marks for the first time. And Hay Springs will throw it in and going for the steal, a foul on Brittany Heine. Her first, team's fifth. One thing Why Not does not want to do is get back into committing a few fouls here and allow Hay Springs the chance to make some free throws, even though they have not shot the ball well from the free throw line. Hay Springs trouble getting it in, but an outlet pass to Hughes, and Araya goes and gets it. She's double-teamed. She's triple-teamed, trying to get it up to Marks. She throws it behind her, and it's going to be turned over. Turnover number 23 here for the Hawks of Hay Springs, who are starting to run out of time. Backdoor lob over the head of Sam Wiesler. Good save, but into the hands of the Green. And it's Cope coming away with a loose ball. Turnover number 20 on Why Not. At the other end, Hughes comes to the hoop and has it knocked away from behind, but you heard the whistle and a foul call. Foul on Why Not. Shelby Wiesler with her fourth. So Wiesler and Cook to have four now. Savoy with three. And Kudina, after a very brief rest, is back on the floor here for her ball club in Hay Springs. Needing some points. Lob it into Cope. Cope, baseline from 10. Comes up short. Partially blocked. It goes off the hands of Heidi Klug and out of bounds. Hay Springs and Why Not. Only 2 points apiece here in the fourth quarter. 4:35 to go. Into the right-hand corner it goes to Araya Hughes. Out on the elbow to area. Down low to Kudina. Kudina short jumper, no good. Ball will be slapped out of bounds. Off of Hay Springs. They're going to say that Brittany Heine slapped it off the hand of a Hawk, apparently, and out of bounds it goes. Tana Letcher is also in for Hay Springs for the first time. 4:20 to go, and Why Not that far away from their second state championship in school history? 40-27 Blue Devils. Got out 10 early and have just kind of maintained that lead over the last two and a half quarters. It is Brittany Heine with the basketball. Bounce pass over the left wing to Ashley. In the left-hand corner, now back out on the wing. Top of the key, they'll go to Burbach. Why Not's been very content here to take their time with only 13 points scored in the second half. And we got a hand check foul called on the Green. Tana Letcher, her first fourth team foul. And into the ball game is going to be Steph Telustos. And Cope will check out. And we're going to get a timeout on the floor by Hay Springs. And they'll have only one remaining. So Coach Scott Kuhn is going to have to come up with a way to get his team going in a hurry. With 3:55 to go in the D2 Girls State Championship game, it is Why Not 40, Hay Springs 27, and we'll be back in a minute on ESPN Radio.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Well, the Why Not fans starting to feel it a little bit here in our D2 championship game to start off Championship Saturday on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. You never know what to expect when you get to state. Why Not had a state championship in mind, and they're 350 away from getting it here as we resume action at the Devaney Center. Heine has it in the right-hand corner, losing her dribble and kicking it back up top. The ball will be taken away. Steal is made by Ashton Hughes and off to the races. Doesn't have numbers. Knocked away and got it back. Hits the trailer. And that's Araya Hughes to Kudina. She'll drive in. Has some room. Puts it up and scores. Kelsey with her 14th point of the basketball game. She has nearly half of her team's 29 points. And in the backcourt, too much hand check. And the foul call on Ashton Hughes, her first. That's the 15th foul, and the starting five now going to check back in for Why Not. So here comes Gowrie, Schulte, Shelby Wiesler, Savoy, and Kukta. And Why Not will have the ball in the backcourt with 3:27 to go in the basketball game. 40-29, they have the lead over Hay Springs in our D2 final. Savoy will bring it across the timeline, swing it over the left side of the key to Haley Gowrie. Don't forget, when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show, we'll give you the final stats. And then on to game number two of the day, Crofton and Homer in our C2 final. Saw Crofton play earlier this year as they beat Ravenna in the district final a couple of weeks ago. Why not? Lops it inside, but the shot of Schulte will be blocked by Kelsey Kuderna, her third block. And Hayes Springs will bring Breanne Cope back into the ball game. But for Hayes Springs, after that why not run, 11-0, that got them up by 10, they now have just played even with Hayes Springs the rest of the way, and Hayes Springs hasn't been able to cut into it much as Schulte's jumper is no good. Crashes the boards, it's headed our way, and it goes out of bounds. Gowrie, if she hadn't had to worry about running into our table here, probably would have saved the ball. But instead, it's going to go over to Hayes Springs, and they'll look to throw it in against pressure. Gets it into Ashton Hughes, and Hughes makes a long outlet pass. It's going to be tipped, and Uriah will run it down before it goes out of bounds. Picks her dribble up to do so. Lobs it back to Ashton, and stepping in front and committing the personal foul will be, why not, Shelby Weisler, and she has just fouled out of the basketball game. Shelby, a junior, has played her last moment here. By the way, none of Why Not starters are seniors. Just to reemphasize that, Brittany Heine, the only senior on this Why Not ball club. So they're looking to do something real special. And they should be preseason number one next year. 4 points for Shelby Weisler, one rebound. She'll foul out with 2:41 to go in the ball game. But she's also 2:41 away from getting a gold medal around her neck. That is the seventh team foul now on the Blue Devils. So at the line, Ashton Hughes shooting a 1-1. They need him, and they will not get it. Very flat free throw, and it just rolled around off the rim, no good. And the rebound brought down by Maggie Schulte. Ahead they go, short jumper. Higgins is open, but it will not go. Ball tipped out, and Kuderna has the rebound. Kelsey has not been as much of a factor here in the second half as she was in the first for Hayes Springs. But the Hawks need some buckets. Kuderna on the high post. They're going to get it to her. She's going to drive. Shoved out. Schulte blocks it out of bounds. Third block of the game for Maggie Schulte. And Hayes Springs will throw it in. And to throw it in here for the Hawks will be Ashton Hughes. On the baseline, up to Kuderna. Right elbow, kicks it back into corner for an 18-foot jumper that will not go. And over the back, going to be called on Breanne Cope. That'll be her fourth personal foul. Sixth team foul on Hayes Springs. But Hayes Springs has cooled down here. They're now just shooting 39, make it 38% for the basketball game. And it will be a timeout called by Why Not as they had trouble getting it in. And a timeout will be called. Hayes Springs throwing on full court pressure for a rare time here in the basketball game. Full timeout by Why Not with 2:13 to go in the contest. Why Not has scored only 2 points in the fourth quarter, but Hayes Springs has only scored 4. It's Why Not 40, Hayes Springs 29, and we'll be right back on ESPN Radio.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
And we're glad to have you back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln with 2:13 to go in the ball game. Hayes Springs finds themselves down 11 to Why Not, 40-29. It was 27-16 at halftime. And each team just 13 points here in the second half. And it is Why Not basketball against full court pressure. They'll get it into Savoy, trying to avoid the double team. Uses her dribble, swings it over to Schulte. Outlet pass into the front court to Kelsey Higgins. Higgins back out into the hands of Gowrie. And it's keep away time for Why Not. Under 2 minutes to go in the D2 championship game. And Hayes Springs is going to have to get right on Why Not. Gowrie with it on the left wing. Dribbling and back out to Savoy, doing a good job of running off the picks here, and Why Not has whittled it down to a minute 45 to go in the championship. Hayes Springs is not fouling yet. Up top with it is going to be Telustos trying to reach in and tip it away, can't do it. Midcourt, Schulte has it. Now she picks her dribble up, finds Higgins, a minute and a half to go, and Higgins dropped the ball. It goes out of bounds, so It is a turnover, but Hayes Springs was able to eat up 43 seconds, and that will be just fine with Coach Wiesler. And now Hayes Springs has decided to call their final timeout with a minute 30 to go in the basketball game. So right now, Coach Kuhn not in a spot where he can just try and make a bucket and call a timeout to stop the clock because they need to come back from 11 down. So his last chance to talk to his troops here in the 2011 season. We'll take a break with a minute 30 to go in the D2 final. Why not 40? Hayes Springs, 29.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you the state basketball tournament here on ESPN Radio. As the ball will come back into the hands of Hayes Springs, they'll drive in and cut the lead to 9 with Ashton Hughes scoring out of the timeout. But now they've got to get right on Why Not and not allow them to do anything. Maybe commit some fouls and send them to the line, and they need to get after it because we're down to a minute 5 to go. And Carissa Marks trying to catch up and foul. Coach Kuhn yelling to foul right now. Under a minute to go. Hayes Springs not doing it. And finally, Ashton Hughes will come out and commit the foul, and that'll be her second. That's tough for Coach Kuhn over there. You just took a timeout to explain to your girls what you wanted them to do, and they didn't go out and commit the foul like you had hoped. State basketball brought to you by Seth Johnson, your Channel C dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. Savoy is going to check out. Schulte is going to go to the line. This is only the second trip to the line as a team today for Why Not. Maggie to shoot the 1-1. And the free throw is up, and it is good. 41-31. That's the first point for Why Not in 4.5 minutes. Second free throw, as it gets very quiet, is on the way and in. So Schulte hits them both, and it is 42-31. Why Not's going to win a state championship here as the time gets down to 45 seconds to go. Into Hughes. Ashton takes it to the hoop again. Schulte comes over on the double team and blocks it away, and Why Not has the basketball, and the celebration is starting. A foul in the backcourt on Hayes Springs. With 38 seconds to go, the 1-1 is coming up. The foul on Carissa Marks will be her first, eighth team foul, and at the line is going to be Haley Gowry. She hit a three-pointer back in the first quarter, and that has been her total for the game. And now checking in again for Why Not, Erica Burbach. Just about everybody has been in the ball game, and maybe everybody actually has been in the ball game for Why Not. I have 11 of their 12 suited that have been in the game, and they were in the first half. 1-1 now for Haley Gowry. And the first free throw is on the way and good. 43-31. Coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show. And in for Why Not is Shelby Hochstein. That gets everybody in the game. And you got to love it as a coach when you can get just enough of a lead to let everybody play in the basketball game at the state championship. Second free throw now for Gowry. And Haley will put it up, and it's going to bounce around and in. And she's going to check out of the ball game, and back in Ashley Heine. 44-31. Why Not? 38 seconds away from celebration time here at the Devaney Center. Up the floor with it for Hayes Springs will be Ariah Hughes. Hughes brings it across the timeline, gets it up to Kuderna. Kelsey holds the ball. Takes a dribble, decides to fire a three. It's off the back of the iron, no good. Offensive rebound brought down by Hughes. She'll put it up and score. 9 points for Ashton Hughes. 16 seconds to go, 44-33, and a foul is going to be called to the backcourt. That's going to allow some players to get in. Hayes Springs is going to clear the bench. And at the line is going to be Erica Burbach, who hit a couple of threes to help her team maintain that double-digit lead. And Hayes Springs and Why Not bringing in the rest of their players. And both sets of fans with a standing ovation. Yes, Hayes Springs wanted a state title, but just to win a ball game down here had to just fire them up. You make that trip, which, what, 8 hours? They made it well worth it. 13 seconds to go, and a 1-1 coming up here for Erica Burbach. And the free throw is on the way, and it is going to bounce around and in. 9 points for Burbach off the bench here today for Why Not. 45-33. It's going to make her one of the leading scorers, and if she makes this, she'll tie Maggie Schulte for the team high. And the lefty Burbach puts it up, and it's no good. Rebound brought down by Hay Springs and Brooke Sherbarth. Into the front court, 5 seconds, 4 seconds to go, and time will expire, and the state championship belongs to the Blue Devils of Why Not High School. Your first champion of the girls' 2011 state tournament is Why Not, with a 45-33 victory over Hay Springs. And as you've probably been waiting for all day, state title in Why Not. Well, why not? The Blue Devils, state runner-up last year, state champion here today, completing a 25-2 season with their only two losses to the two teams that will face each other in our next game in Crofton and Homer for the C2 state championship. Congratulations to Why Not. We will take a break and be back with all the final numbers right after this timeout on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln, where it is time for the Bisco Sports postgame show. Bisco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Open 7 days a week. They're there until 5 this afternoon in Kearney, getting you ready for the spring sports season. Yeah, winter basketball and wrestling and all the swimming has wrapped up, so it's time to think track or soccer or softball, baseball. Order your caps, your uniforms, shoes for every sport, or if you're just going out to watch in the spring and it's a little chilly, of course, they've got your favorite teams, your favorite sweatshirts, taking care of you with Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, UNK, and Husker gear as well, only from the top brand names at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Your final score here in the D2 Girls State Championship game, Why Not 45 and Hay Springs 33. We will take a look at the official final stats here for you in just a moment and remind you, still to come, we have got the C2 state championship game, which will start right around 11 o'clock between Crofton, who is 25-1, and Homer, who is 25-2. Then we'll have the battle of 1-2 in Class A between Bellevue East and Bellevue West. The evening session starts at 4:30 in D1, Pender and Howells. Then at 6:30, it will be Class B. Seward looks for their third consecutive state title and 75th straight win when they take on Elkhorn in the 1-versus-2 battle. And at 8:30 tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia takes on Wahoo. Right now, Minden and Sandy Creek are airing on our sister station, which is the Breeze 94.5 FM. We'll give you the final numbers right after this timeout.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today. Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
Here's a look now at the final stats of our ball game on the Mesco Sports postgame show. First of all, for Hay Springs, they were led by Kelsey Kuderna. She had 14 points and 5 rebounds. Araya Hughes, 5 points, 5 rebounds. Brianne Cope, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Ashton Hughes, 9 points, 1 rebound. Steph Telestos, 2 points, 2 rebounds. And then Michaela Metcalf had 1 rebound. For Hay Springs, I had them in the rebound department with 9 in the first half, 13 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 10 in the first half, 3 of 5 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 2 in each half. And turnovers for Hay Springs in the first half, 14. In the second half, 9. Hay Springs had 16 points at halftime. They scored 17 points in the second half. And the Hawks finish as a state runner-up with 33 points, 22 rebounds. They were at the free throw line just 7 of 15, 0 of 4 from 3-point land, 4 blocked shots, and a total of 22 turnovers in the ball game as Hay Springs, in their first ever trip to the state final, finish as the D2 runner-up. Now for Why Not, Maggie Schulte led a balanced attack with 10 points and 6 rebounds. Haley Cowrie, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Shelby Weisler, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Katie Savoy, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Bailey Kukta, 7 points, 6 rebounds. Ashley Heine, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Brittany Heine had a rebound. Erica Burbach, 9 points off the bench. She had 2 rebounds in the ball game. Sam Weisler had a rebound. Heidi Klug had 2 rebounds. And Kelsey Higgins had 1 rebound. Why Not had 16 rebounds in the first half, 17 in the second half. Free throw shooting for Why Not, 2 of 6 in the first half, 3 of 7 in the second half. Let me change that for you. 1 of 2 in the first half, 5 of 6 in the second half. The 3-point shooting was 2 of 6 in the first half and 3 of 7 in the second half. Turnovers for Why Not in the first half, they had 12. In the second half, 9. Why Not had 27 points at halftime, 18 in the second half, and the Blue Devils finish with 45 points, 33 rebounds. They were 6 of 8 at the free throw line, 5 of 13 from 3-point land, had a total of 5 blocks in the basketball game, and they had turnover number of 21. Why Not is your D2 state champion with a 45-33 win over Hay Springs. And you've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show, Misco Sports on the Bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Nike, Adidas, Mizuno, and more at Misco Sports. For our producer engineer, Nate Krug, I'm Doug Dudas saying stay with us. We'll be back in about 25 minutes for Crofton and Homer and the C2 state championship game here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You've been listening to the state basketball tournament on ESPN, brought to you by Seth Johnson, your Channel C dealer at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. Check out Channel C today. 45-33, Why Not, your first champ. Thanks for listening. Keep it here on ESPN Radio.
The following is another Classic Hit sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Amherst runs to the baseline. On the way, Toppenheim, no good. Hammond, first rebound of the half. Up and in, and she's fouled. 26 points for Shelby Hammond.
Today, it's live coverage of the girls' state tournaments in Lincoln featuring the Amherst Lady Broncos. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
And the ball comes down to Fernandez. And Amherst is starting to get a run going. Here's Haynes in transition. Buries another one. 16 for Kylie Haynes, one of her better performances. And the lead is back up to 9, equaling the largest of the game.
Amherst is headed to state for just the second time in school history, and they hope to make it a memorable trip with the school's first tournament win. Coming up next, Amherst Broncos state tournament action on Classic Hits 98.9. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Lincoln with Classic Hits sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university.